worthy crown, and the word goes around from father to son to son.
Hello and welcome to Father to Son, Kitchener Waterloo's best independent music show. We play 100% indie and Canadian all the time. I'm Gary. She's Barb.
And this is Kira and Tully. You're listening to Father to Son on CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7 FM. Ben's not here today, but Barb sitting in for him. Say hi, Barb. Hello.
What's Ben up to?
Oh, busy, working, doing school.
Who'd have ever thought that studying quantum physics keeps you busy? I never would have thought. Anyway, it's hard to believe this is our seventh indie show. Yay, there should be like a hand clap or something.
Yay.
After that. And yeah, we're having a lot of fun playing the old indie tunes, and actually we're having a great deal of fun because we've never had so much what would you say? It's very been very stimulating because of the communication and the feedback between us mm-hmm. and the artists,
mm-hmm.
and
for
we
sure.
we appreciate that very much.
Yes.
And the and song. Go ahead.
So the song we just heard was "Ponder Reality" by Kira and Tully.
Kind of coincidental because as I'm listening to that song and I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure that they're a couple, and so we have something in common with mm-hmm. them. We are a couple that likes to do things, enjoys doing things together.
Yeah, but they have cool names. I love their names.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
yeah, Kira and Tully, those are cool. Like, who? Yeah, but we're Barb and Gary.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it doesn't get any more
boring than that. Eh?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of reminds you of a trailer park or mm-hmm. something. You know,
we drove through a trailer park and we saw Barb and Gary on on a wood sign.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was right beside Al and Sandy.
Yeah, probably.
Al and Sandra. Anyway, yeah. Those guys have really cool names. And that was, did you say the name of the song?
Yeah, I did. Ponder Reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I love that song. Beautiful.
And we have a couple of first of all, we have a ticket giveaway announcement coming up, but we'll talk about that later. But first, we want to talk about the Battle of the Bands that's happening on April 5th at Maxwell's Concert Hall. And it's a CKMS-sponsored event, 35 University Avenue East in Waterloo. I think everybody in Kitchener knows where Maxwell's is.
We drive past that all the time.
We don't have, but it is at 35 University Avenue East. Doors open at 7, show starts at 7:30. Proceeds, and this is the best part, proceeds to benefit Youth Creativity Fund. How cool is that? And you can get tickets at maxwellswaterloo.com. Mm-hmm. And the bands.
Yeah.
Barb?
They're so cool. Martina's Gun, Turning Corners.
Wait a minute. Okay, Martina's Gun. That's the first band.
Yeah.
Then the next band.
Turning Corners is the next band.
Okay, next.
And then Percocet Blonde.
Okay.
And then 78 North.
Okay.
And my favorite, Small Town Strip Club.
Yeah, that's not the venue, right?
No, that's a band.
That's the band. Okay, and I did check out these bands, their bios, and you know what's really what struck me the most about these guys? Mm. First of all, they're all young, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's not what struck me. I just want to get that these guys are these. So there's a reason to promote and support them right there. Get them off to a good start. They're all young. I'm going to say, you know, early 20s kind of thing, maybe even younger than that. I didn't research that. But this is the point here is, you know what the set lists are? Like, I didn't go through every set list, but just glancing, like at least more than half of the bands, Led Zeppelin.
Mm, cool.
Like Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin,
AC/DC.
I actually did catch a video of one man playing Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Oh, cool.
And I'm thinking, these are like, when I was playing in a cover band back in the late 70s, early 80s, those were the songs we were playing. So I just found that fascinating that's the songs that that these young
still
cover
playing them.
And most of them reference their like that there was some kind of influence from their parents, like
okay.
their parents were musicians or something like that. That was really I didn't expect that. But anyway, we have a lot. Wait, you have also an announcement.
Yes, I do. We have another CKMS sponsored fundraiser event, and it's hosted by DJ Carmelo, host of Street Hop, every Thursday at 10 p.m., and it's called Crushing Cancer, and it occurs at the Ouroboros Sports Lounge on Sunday, April 9th at 7 p.m., and they're going to do live-to-air on CKMS, and the address is 101 Hazel Glen Drive, Kitchener.
Okay, so everybody get out to that and support that, because also for a great cause. And our DJ Carmelo puts a lot of work into these fundraisers, so we need to get out and support him.
Yes.
And right now we're going to hear from
Zuffalo.
Thank you.
Saturday, April 29th, Rhythm and Brews in Cambridge presents Zuffalo, performing Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety, plus an amazing set of original music with David Celia. For tickets, go to zuffalo.ca/tickets. Proudly sponsored by CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. And of course, you have a chance to win tickets for that show by listening to So Old It's New every Monday from 8 till 10 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 till 9 a.m. with DJ Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
And Radio Nowhere, Saturdays at midnight with DJ Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Or send me a line at gary@radiowaterloo.ca, and we'll be announcing
the winner in
the Saturday before the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's April 29th. Zuffalo. You don't want to miss that one.
No, we're going. I already have our tickets. So, and thanks, DJ Carlo, for that awesome write-up of Zuffalo that you did. That was just amazing. So much work. So thanks for that.
So many great volunteers at the radio station. So many great DJs. And that's why we say CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo is the best radio station in the world. This is Ken Dunn.
Down in our Joyce Barroom, corner by the square, that drinks served as usual, and the usual crowd was there. Ah, my last big jaw McKennedy, eyes bloodshot red. He locked the gang around him. He's all the world. St. James Infirmary, I saw my baby there, stretched out a long white table, so cold, so pale, so thin. I let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. We searched the whole world over, never find a man like me. Huh. Oh, when I die, bury me. $20 gold piece on my watch chain, just to show the gang I'm standing pat. I want some crab shooters for my pallbearer, a chorus girl to sing my song, put a jazz band on my hearse wagon, just to raise hell as we go. Thank you. Well, now that you heard my story, I have another shot of booze. Anybody happens to ask you, well, I got those gifted blues.
Couple of songs that really have little haunting melodies to them. That one with the steel guitar by Last Birds from Saskatchewan. So that was Linda Arnold and Mike Davis.
Mm-hmm. Loved it, yeah.
Yeah, featured Brad Prosco on electric guitar, Jason Brinkworth on percussion, and Steve Hinson on that pedal steel guitar you heard, all haunting all the way through. And then what we hear?
And we heard St. James Infirmary by Ken Dunn with help from Rolly Platt on harmonica, Dennis Pendrith on bass, and Ben Grossman on Bodran and Oak Panel.
Oak Panel?
Yeah.
Must be a carpenter. So one of the things that I ask for when I try to reach out to our friends is I ask for anecdotes. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, first of all, we want to know, you know, what are you doing professionally? But then we also ask for anecdotes or why, you know, for instance, why did you write this song? Mm-hmm. And we get various responses, and we received a really nice response from one of our friends named Linda McRae, and it's about a song called The Long Shadow Trail, and I'm just going to read this, what she sent us. Mm-hmm. Long Shadow Trail was born of some photos my friend Evangeline Elston was posting. Early in the morning, she would take her dog out for a walk. When the shadows are super stretched out and elongated, she would post a photo on social media almost every day from the Long Shadow Trail. I love the sound of the Long Shadow Trail and had to try to figure out what story would go with that title. I ran the phrase over and over in my mind and came up with a young woman who gets in trouble through no fault of her own and ends up killing someone. But then I immediately thought, no. I don't want the body count on this record to be too high. So I scrapped that idea and just went where my imagination and the song wanted to go. I arrived at the idea that the narrator in the story is a little girl who lives miles away from her neighbors. She doesn't have many friends and is very lonely. Her only friend is her shadow, Evangeline. She's a fair-weather friend and is only around when the sun is shining.
The little girl asks her where she goes when the sun is gone, and she tells her she is helping little girls in other parts of the world by catching their wishes and scaring away the shadows they fear. Now the little girl feels happy knowing she's helping other girls just like herself.
Shadows need light, and as a kid I was told mine was sewn to the soles of my feet with little girl spins. We'd cast our wish upon the wind, and I swear I heard her heartbeat. Evangeline talked of where she'd been every time the sun disappeared. She'd watch the little girls spin, collect their wishes from the wind, and chase away the shadows they feared on the long shadow. Shadow and hears her heartbeat. I give a little girl a grin. I'll cast my wish upon the wind, for the sun in its heat, to sew Evangeline back to my feet on the long shadow trail, on the long shadow trail.
West. That was Linda McCrae from Going to the Well with Long Shadow Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And Barb, you love
haunting song. And yeah, her voice is awesome. It's so wonderful, so unique, you know. I just love it. Love it. Gives me goosebumps hearing that song, you know.
Touring BC with Don Cox to promote their new CD. And for more information, go to www.cox. I'm going to spell this out.
Okay, okay? Sure.
I always, yeah. You know, you need COXANDMCRAE, which spells Cox and McCrae, .com/show. And hey, if you're out in the BC area, you just happen to be out in the BC area, you can go catch Linda McCrae and Doug Cox. That would be awesome to see those guys. So we're going to keep moving on. We've got a lot of business to take care of here. And what are we going to listen to now, Barb?
We're
going to
listen to Karen Morand with Ghost Hotel.
From Kingsville, Ontario.
Searching for my name on these hallowed halls. strange birds are flying around. Strange birds are coming to my town. Turn the sky into a question mark. They turn the light into dark. They have a plan and a heart of steel. They'll take away everything I feel. Strange birds flying around. Strange birds are coming to my town. Strange birds are over the hill. Strange birds are waiting for me still.
Spear. I think we kind of have a theme going here, Barb. It's kind of like a haunting melody theme or something, isn't it?
For sure. Yeah.
That was Randall Spear with Strange Birds from his 2020 CD. He's from Quebec, and we played him on a previous show.
A
cover show.
Mm-hmm.
And we love cover songs. Anybody who has a cover song out there, please send it to me, because we love cover songs on Father to Son. But you really loved that one, didn't you?
Yeah, it was Old Man by Neil Young, and I thought it was...
He does a great version of
great
that.
Great version, yeah.
Almost as good as Neil?
Well, I liked it more than
you
Neil's.
Liked it more? Aww.
Poor Neil.
Anyway, that was Strange Birds from Randall Spear. Yeah, check out that guy. Yeah, really creative, really cool. And yeah, thanks a lot for sending that to us. Really enjoy that. And before that, we heard
Ghost Hotel by Karen Morand from her album Ghost Hotel 2021. And she's from Kingsville, Ontario.
Homegirl.
Yeah.
Karen Morand and the Bosco Boys. And the Bosco Boys are Benny Santoro on drums and Aaron Verhulst on guitars.
Cool.
So yeah, like to see them someday, because they're kind of in our neighborhood. And yeah, I'd love to check those guys out someday. So we want to remind you about the Zuffalo Show on April 29th at Rhythm and Brews in Cambridge. Barb, tell us all about that show and why we should
go. Oh, go. Well, Zuffalo will be performing Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety.
And that is to celebrate, just to be clear, to celebrate right. 50 years of that album.
Yeah, wow. Where does the time go?
Yeah. I feel old.
I know. Oh, well.
But they're not old. And well, no. I don't know how old they are.
Know.
I'm going to assume they're a lot younger than me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they're going to be playing Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety. And I, for one, cannot wait to see that. It is going to be so awesome because those guys are so talented. And if anyone can do it, they can.
Yes.
And it is a CKMS sponsored event. Tell us more, Barb.
And you can win tickets. Ooh.
How would I go
that.
And do that?
You would listen.
And me, a sucker, just went and bought 8 tickets.
I know, we did. Well, you can listen to So Old It's New. It's every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. With DJ Carlo. And also...
read through his... his
scripts. He does great write-ups. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. On CKMS webpage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Go on and you'll find it. Just go on the webpage and scroll around and you'll find his description on
very knowledgeable.
He breaks down every song, gives his take on it, gives historical data on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely amazing. I was saying to Brent at work that I hope he's documenting all this because this stuff could be a book someday.
Sure, it could, yeah.
Could be a book.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could take that and turn that his writings and all the information that he provides for those bands about those bands could be a book. So great work, Carlo. Awesome.
And another show where you can listen to win tickets would be Radio Nowhere with DJ Don every Saturday at midnight.
Yeah, and he plays awesome music too, 60s, 70s rock. If you like, you know, to hear not the typical, you know, hit songs. If you want to hear the other songs, the deeper cuts as they call them, listen to those. Both those shows actually. Yeah, both. Supporting the Zuffalo Show on April 29th at Rhythm and Brews in Cambridge. And they'll also be playing some great, amazing original music that they have from their album Bird Brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
Barb?
What time is it?
That's my question.
No.
Barb, do you know what time it is?
I think I do, but I think we have to hear something first.
It's time for Barb's Best.
You've heard the best, now here's the rest. Hey, it's time for Barbie's Best.
Barb, what do you got for us today?
I have the song Beautiful by the Thames Rivieras.
Tell me more.
Oh, I love this. Such the voices. I love Pete DeCoker's calm voice and its contrast.
Yeah, you were saying yesterday when we were listening to it, you were saying that you love the juxtaposition of the two voices. You've got this guy on one hand, this very calm voice,
deep,
very
calm,
soothing.
Yes.
But then all of a sudden, here comes the...
Anne Moniz, and she's like belting it out, and it's just perfect.
Yeah, and after asking Pete about the singers in that song, I said, tell me some more about them, and... this is what I didn't know, is that when they perform live, they actually have 3 backup singers performing with them. And immediately I thought about the Roger Waters concert went to, where he had 3 backup singers. And I thought, wow, it's just so cool. Like, that just added so much, like a whole new dimension. It just takes you to another level when you do that. And yeah, good for you, man. That's so cool. And we love that. Mm-hmm. We love that song. And it just goes, like, it's a fairly long song, and it needs to be. And you know, when I first heard it, I kind of was referencing, like, the beautiful people in the song to me were the musicians and artists who are sending us their work, mm-hmm. and allowing us to play it and talk about it on the air. And it's such a privilege to be endorsed, if I can say that, by those beautiful people. Anything else, Barb? I know you got a lot to say about the song.
Oh, I just
want I'm just taking all the oxygen out of the room here. Go ahead.
I just want to say we listened to the concert on CHRW Wabi Sabi's, and that was so...
That's right.
You guys were rocking away. That was just great.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? That reminds me, too.
And Pete DeCoker's in that band,
yeah,
by
so
the way.
Yeah, so Pete's in the Wabi Sabi's.
Yeah.
And... this is what I wanted to say too about the music and referencing the musicians again is how hard they work, because you know, a lot of them are involved, as he is, mm-hmm. in three separate projects.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being one of the original members of the band 63 Monroe,
right?
Wabi Sabi's, who have their own historical connection to the London music scene. And he's got his own thing going, which is so cool, because you want to be able to express yourself. I think that's one of the things when you're in a band is sometimes you get to feel like, I don't get to express myself because it's all about, you know, whoever is leading the band, you
right.
know, quote unquote. So that's a great outlet for your creative expression. And, you know, I'm kind of getting to the point where I want to hear this song. We keep talking
right.
about it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
So announce it for us,
the
Barb.
Song Beautiful by the Thames Rivieras.
Homeboys, London, Ontario. Thank you for sending us this.
Beautiful. time will run out. So beautiful.
That's what you're
so beautiful. Let's go. I see your smiling faces. We'll rock the night together. Positive vibrations, rocking excitations.
You're listening to the Father to Son Independent Music Show on CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7 FM.
And thanks, Pete DeCoker, for sending in that beautiful song.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
Very, very beautiful. Thank you very much. On behalf of the programmers and all of the hardworking volunteers who help to keep this great radio station on the air, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support. But most of all, thank you for your ongoing dedication to community, commercial-free radio. Barb, did you have a good time today?
Yes, yes. Loved all the songs.
Thank you to Kira and Tully, Ken Dunn, Zuffalo, Last Birds, Karen Moran, Linda McRae, Randall Spear, and of course the Thames Rivieras for sending their music into our station. Barb, I had a lot of fun today.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm looking forward to the next show. And
it's always cool, discovering new music. That's what I like about this, you know. There's so hidden treasures out there, you know?
You're absolutely right. I'm Gary.
I'm Barb.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.